Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is September the 4th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel chapters 28 to 30. Our world will know that Jehovah alone is God. We read in Ezekiel chapter 30 verses 25 and 26 like this. Thus I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, but the arms of Pharaoh shall fall down. They shall know that I am the Lord when I put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon and he stretches it out against the land of Egypt. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them throughout the countries. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapters 25 to 32 describe the judgment of Jehovah God against foreign nations. In particular, God's judgment against Egypt and her ruler Pharaoh is highlighted in chapters 29 to 32. The fact that Egypt will be gifted to Nebuchadnezzar as the grandeur of Egypt will be shattered has an implied objective that the whole world should know that Jehovah alone is God. Egypt was a prosperous nation situated just south of Israel. As always, Egypt had looked upon the land of Canaan as being part of her own territory. It was reluctantly that Egypt had ceded this land to other nations temporarily until she could at some time reclaim it. From the recorded history, we know that the Israelites lived in Egypt as slaves for over 400 years. It was during this time that the Israelites were greatly influenced by the Egyptian culture. On the other hand, Egypt never learned its lessons from the pain it received during the period of Exodus when the angel of death passed through their land and killed all their firstborn sons. The sin of Egypt was pride, and its actions of leading the Israelites away from Jehovah God into much of the idol worship. Also, like other nations, the king of Egypt, that is Pharaoh, saw himself as a god who tried to intimidate the Israelites into passive submission. In fact, time and again the Israelites rebelled against God to seek help from Egypt. God's frustration in this matter is clearly revealed through the prophet Isaiah that we read in Isaiah chapter 30 verses 1 to 2. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me, and who devise plans but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. In order for his elect to be finally free from the shackles of Egypt, it was time for Jehovah God to enact retribution. What we read in the next four chapters from 29 to 32 is how God dealt with the Egyptians through seven prophecies or oracles listed against them. At the end, the whole world should know that Jehovah is God alone. It is interesting to note that the phrase, "Then they shall know that I am the Lord," is repeated 60 to 70 times in the book of Ezekiel, and in particular, 9 times in chapters 28 to 30. We will either know the Lord in his grace and mercy or in his wrath and fury. The choice is ours. However, regardless of our response, God wants us to know that he alone is the Lord. Jehovah God is determined to be heard throughout the entire world that he alone is God. He is the Lord, and sooner or later, we will know that he is. One day, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2 verse 11. We read in Isaiah chapter 37 verse number 16 like this. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. You made heaven and earth. And Psalms 86 verse number 10 tells us like this. The words of the psalmist to God, for you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God.